Okay, so Fort Wayne is making national news again.
We did. I was so excited to see this. This was in Forbes magazine. Forbes, hello. Fort Wayne, Indiana, small city, big future. And this was just last Friday that this was this came out. And their travel writer, their travel contributor, I guess was looking at places like, you know, don't miss these smaller areas. You know, you may go to the big city and find lots to do, but there's also a lot going on in some of the smaller cities. It says, it may be Indiana's second largest city, but nationwide, Fort Wayne clocks in at number 77, much more in line with its small city, big town appeal.
Mm-hmm.
And not only are they talking about all the great things you can do, see, and find here in Fort Wayne, but also in the area. You know, they say hop on over to Roanoke or Huntington County. But, I mean, in this article, they have a picture already of one of the hotel rooms at the Bradley.
Oh, the new boutique.
Which is the new boutique hotel. The boutique hotel, yes. Which we can see from our windows up here, just a hop and a skip from these studios.
How did they get the picture? It's not even done yet.
Well, they've got a model guest room at the soon-to-open Bradley, and then they talk about our restaurants, Tolan's, Cindy's Diner's mentioned, Club Room, Hoppy Gnome, and then, you know, they talk about the landing and Promenade Park and all the murals and where to head out for, you know, like just a walk in the park. And I don't know, they just talk about how Fort Wayne is getting this big city vibe because we've got a lot of stuff that the bigger cities do, but it'll cost you less.
Oh, geez, here we go.
Why?
They're going to get more people to move here again. It's going to clog up the city even more.
Maybe they're just going to visit.
Well, visiting's fine. I think that's awesome.
Well, you know, I'm going to tie that in with a story I read this morning about how the number of people leaving New York,
yes.
New York City,
yes.
has doubled.
Oh, is it doubled?
Yes, it has doubled. And I don't know what if it's in the last couple months.
So the exodus is really accelerating
in
New York.
So maybe they'll come here because look at what you could get here for what you pay out there.
That's true. That is true.
Oh, my goodness.
That's what everybody's afraid of. So we'll see. We'll see. Keep an eye on that, Carrie. Because, I mean, we don't want to have too much progress.
Okay. All right, Pops. We'll see you at the corner soda shop.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
Carrie's calling me Pops Reed now for some reason.
Because you're a progress stopper. You're stuck in the old time days when Fort Wayne was a one-horse town.
No, I'm not. Well, no, I like it the way it is now. I'm sure I'm not alone either.
No, you're totally alone. Absolutely. We want more friends and neighbors.
Yes, and I can see you sitting on the front porch in the rocking chair with a big round barrel sitting there next to you playing checkers with someone. And
Jim has a spot at the airport that says no thank you. When people get off the plane, he's just there with a big old sign.
He takes the cookies away from people. He doesn't give them out.
All right, not funny.
Jim, Carrie, and Angie in the morning. Classic Hits 101.7.